New Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. Hu hayo imer. The last Mishnayos of the series of Gamliel ben Yosef of Yehuda Hanasi. And he continues the following statement. Hu hayo imer. Hu hayo imer. Asei ritzoyna yikir ritzoynecha. Make his ratzoy. Whose ratzoy? The ratzoy. Ben Yosef of the ratzoy. Kir ritzoynecha like your ratzoy. In order that he should make his rotzoin your rotzoin. I tell rotzoin chom if any rotzoin. Should overlook, eliminate your rotzoin in front of his rotzoin. Kedeshi yivatal rotzoin achem if any rotzoin. In order that he should vatal his rotzoinims of others against your rotzoin. That's the Mishnah. This Mishnah, besides sounding like a nice nursery, right?
Like what?
Yeah, nice thing, yeah. Cute. It's like, yeah. But there's very important lessons here to be learned. Like every Mishnah, could be learned in different levels. And if we hear a few different sides of the issue, we may be able to, maybe, try to get beneath, a little bit beneath the surface. There's a tremendous, tremendous element, there's a tremendous yisoid hidden in this Mishnah, which is b'koichoy, for somebody who could be koine, to change a person's mahal hachayim. Very powerful Mishnah. This is a big yisoid in Bein Olam L'Mokim. How a person relates to Rabbi Yishlam. On the surface, it sounds like tit for tat. You do him a favor, he'll do you a favor. You be a nice guy, he'll be a nice guy. So it doesn't sound like it's taking us much. So we know the site of Mida Kenegan Mida wasn't taught to us this Mishnah. This is another example of Mida Kenegan Mida. What's the Mishnah teaching us? Also, we have the two forms of the Mishnah which don't correspond. It should follow. It should form the ratio and say for the Mishnah. The ratio says, if you do Ritzayin like Ritzayin Echel, he'll do his Ritzayin like your Ritzayin. And if you mvatl your Ritzayin in front of his Ritzayin, so then the what should follow was that you should mvatl his Ritzayin to your Ritzayin. And so, oops, came off the left field there somewhere. What's the double message here? Are we making his rotzen our rotzen? Are we vatal our rotzen our rotzen? His rotzen. We take a choice. This is two different possibilities. How do they relate to Reisha the Sefer? So we'll take it a few different ways, and I'll keep it open. This one you have to keep it open for. We have to follow for the Mishnah. We're going to go through a few different malchim that they have in the portion. What we're going to try to do is peel this onion. We're going to try to layer it, take off a little bit of the onion, see if we can get some understanding. If we can get, if we'll be able to succeed, to get some glimpse, even of the big yisaitis that there is here, the big chiddush in the relationship between man and the Rebbe Yishlam, that this Mishnah is mefarish, it would be a major accomplishment. Let's try to start simple. We'll start simple. Nice, simple mahalach that the Yavitz, Chatzit Yavitz says. Nice thing. Continuation of the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah, he was speaking about the Mishnah right before the last, but that we were talking about Oiskim and Tzibur.
Yeah.
So he says that Oiskim and Tzibor have two major types of accomplishments that they want to do. Either they want to get something for the Tzibor, they have some rotzoin that they represent the Tzibor and there's something that needs to be accomplished, or there's some gzeir that they want to be mevatel. So the Mishnah is teaching us the yisoid of how to deal with Malchus. So the first thing that he told us is a hemshich, the three Mishnayos, very nice pshat. First thing it tells you has to be the Shem Shemayim. Two, it tells us, if you're dealing with them, you better know who they are. So last Mishnah, we got some understanding of what Rishus is all about, the Roshus, and we understand, watch out for them, they're not allowed to be for real.
Right.
She tells them that, watch out for that. Now, the third thing he's telling Sinai, how are you going to get somewhere with them? If they're a totally one-way street, they use you until they can get have whatever they can get out of you, and then when there's nothing more to get out of you, so how are you supposed to, you have to be, there are people, how do you do it? Mishnah tells us, you say this, if you'll do Ritzayin Shemayim, the way you can't work directly. And this we learned, because Purim wasn't that long ago, this we learned, classical example of Mordechai and Esther's Hishtadlus. They were racing with the Bein Shalom. Even when she was talking to Achashverosh, she was talking to the Bein Shalom. The Malach had to save her from pointing to Achashverosh instead of pointing to Homer. You're trying to get saved, and you're going to point at him. Are you crazy? She wasn't dealing with him. That's not the subject. That's the effect. That's the results. But what matters, where things are going to be determined, they're on the relationship between you and the relationship, and therefore on both sides of the fence. You individually or publicly will subjugate your rotzon into the rotzon shemayim, so that will make that kedesha yaser rotzon ho and kiritzono. He will make that the rotzon that is desired that should be accomplished. The rotzon will want that you want to accomplish. This malchus would come out. And this we've had. We're in the middle of having it even today. You can have somebody who's a real rosh, mamish hasimim so, and he can do such toivis for klai so. We had Achashverosh, we're leaving through our today's Purim, right, without mentioning any names. We don't want everybody to get upset. But everyone knows what we're talking about. There are people that are aimed in near and ka'ivin. Hashas HaNos on the day, they don't want to make very nice speeches. Very nice speeches, beautiful, wonderful people.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We're missing all this. What? Amazing.
Yeah, the speeches. I'm telling you, mom, you can eat them.
Tears.
Nearing. And the Murat calls it that they never made. They never had one moment of intention of doing the rotzon that the tzaddikim want. The rotzon of Klal Yisrael. The Baishan makes it that comes out their rotzayin. And the other way also, the Gzeris. Gzeris that we never finish with that. Until the final door. Until the Bias HaGoyal Tzedek there's no good times and bad times. They're just times that it's out in the open. And there's times that it's under the surface. When Klai Yisrael is allowed a breather, as it were, the good times, right? So then it takes on the physical destruction and goes on, the gzeira is a little bit below the surface, and then the gzeira is on more of a physical level. But hold over to it, and to all types of doors, I'm not going to call it a sign. But battle, it's a sign of nature, it's a sign of nature, it's a sign of nature, it becomes both. Who's in battle it? Who's mevatel that rotzon? This is something also in Amish we're giving a beautiful demonstration of. Who's mevatel rotzon in the Rishayim? Almost always another Russian. What's the kli that the Rishayim uses? Mevatel. There's a rotzon. They both have one common denominator. They want Aignolino Chalasein. But one is active and one is not right up to that point right now. And the Rishayim uses one against the other and the way that you have to be oisik with Tzorchei Tzibur is oisik in the relationship Klal Yisrael to the Bnei Shalom, the rest will happen by itself. This is what we learned by Mordechai and Esther. This is the way, that's the only way you can deal with it. If you want to deal directly, politically, you don't think you're going to... I say you have to go through the motions. Mordechai and Esther went through all the motions. Of course you have to go through the Mishtatlus, you have to do it. I'm not talking about that. But the question is, where's your heart? Where do you think, where's it going to matter? If you want to know, if you learn from the last Mishnah what these people are about, so in this Mishnah telling you, how do you deal with it? You don't. You can't deal with it. You have to go through the motions, but you have to know that it's only emotions. we all are like that. That's what the world is all about. That's the world, that's all of Parnassus, everything works on that level. But like the same thing that we had in Mishnah Beis, really mitzvahs, everybody has to do mitzvahs lishma. But when you come to Tzibur, there's no pshos. There's no b'di'evitz. It's got to be lishma. When you come to Tzibur, if a person starts to swallow lishma, then it turns into he becomes a roshos himself. He becomes a new malchus. He becomes a new person that's saying half. Person who's using the Tzibur for his toelos. The only way to be oisko tzorchei Tzibur properly is no b'toik shalo lishma lishma. Tzibur, you have to do it first class. First class, it requires, that's why you need the only yichidim, you need the tzaddikim, have to run Klai Yisrael, because this is not an easy job. This has to be done perfectly. You have to be able to do it tulu lishma, and you have to be able to know that when you're speaking to Achashverosh, you're saying a melech, you mean the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, you can say the emes, Odom Arazu, and you mean Achashverosh, you need a malach to point it to the Haman, because in pshat, you're saying in pshat, is Achashverosh. The drash is Haman. As a person has to know, where's he living? Where's his pinim? What is he doing? What he's doing is he's relating to the Malchus Shemai. When your relationship is the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Malchus Shemai, that's how you're running Klai Yisrael. Malchus Shemai, all other Malchus that there are in the world, are buckled in front of Malchus Shemai. That is the Koyach Adir of Klai Yisrael, that they are able to be chal, able to be mechal Malchus Shemayim at will. Meaning, when they are subjugate themselves and say that even as I stand in front of the great king, whatever he is, right, I know that what counts is not him, right, then it works. Then Malchus Shemayim takes effect at that place. And then this guy is a joker, doesn't matter. He can be the biggest rush in the world, he'll be a big friend. He'll forget that he's a rush. I'll wake up one day and say, what's going on here? What did I do? How did it happen? Where did it come from? And then I'll have Parshanim explain that it was really good for him because part of the same story, which is really in a different chat, but you see the same part of Batel Ritzoyin Ritzoyin Chav V'nei Ritzoyin Hay includes the bittel of a person's trust. Mevatel his Ritzoyin. Why you valter your rotz in front of the Benishim? Because you have trust the Benishim knows better. We have also a beautiful example of this in the Megillah, which is the same. When you bring Oisiv Tzachit Tzibur, it has to be. Mordechai did a great thing. He should have done good things for Klai Yisrael, saved the Melech. So, in regular terms of Ishtadlus with the Malchus, this was like big Hatzlocha. Big day Hatzlocha. Leader of Klai Yisrael, openly and clearly, without any ifs, buts about it, he was the one who saved Melech Achashverosh. And it was written down in the Sefer Zichronos, and what's the next pasuk? Nothing. Haman, Mordechai, forgot about it. Forgot about it. Nothing, no reaction. Go. But what, yeah? Immediately after the next pasuk, he takes the biggest rush of the strain of Mordechai, and he starts making him Mishnah Lemech. So Mordechai in Chas V'Shalom didn't learn this Mishnah. Right? He would have said, "Oh, that's not the way it's supposed to go. I did now this big thing, and we are in the Megillah. We know all the answers. But in life, we don't have the Megillah in front of us. We're writing the Megillah. At the time, says Alofia, that saved the Melech and." One second, whose side is he on? What's going on? But battle with Tzinko and Tzinko includes the trust. He needed stam a party, he needed a present. What could that do for him? But Clive knows now. What the Chazal Darshan is psukim is Magdim Rifu Lamaka. This was a preemptive strike. This was the first preemptive strike. Vayishlam first prepared the refuah, but the refuah has to wait for the market. You can't take the refuah before the market. The Vayishlam prepares the refuah before the market. So when you're free of a refuah but didn't do anything, that's because it's not yet time. There's a market still to come afterwards. That's the refuah before the market. The Vayishlam's chesed is marked before the market. So this is just one example of from where things could be opposite of what we would think, and we have no way of knowing. After the fact, if Chazal's around, or Anovi's around to tell us exactly what's going on, or a Chacham, so then we can understand. But after the fact, maybe. But B'shas Maisa, and every person has his Nishayas, to say, so you think, you know, you're going this way, and the same thing is even Ruchnis. A person is, he has, it's going well for him. He's davening well, and he's keeping his dorm, and he comes to Shiurim, and he gives it stuck the way he wants, and he's treating people nicely, and it's,
all of a sudden,
from nowhere comes something like, you know, it's not fair.
It doesn't matter.
He's really moving along, and then they start throwing sticks, you know. Trip, boom. This goes wrong, that goes wrong. The washing machine has to break. Just right before the shiur, the washing machine stuff. And then the doctor, and this and that, there's all the problems. I understand it. Last year, 2 years ago, what things were not the way it should be. So then I can stand it. It doesn't work that way. The Bnei Shalom is Hanhoge, it's very complicated. The Bnei Shalom is Hanhoge is very omuk and it has big perspective. You can't see always. So this is true again, this is true for everybody. But for Isu V'Tzorchi Tzibur, it's an absolute requirement. Person has batal tzayin for the nayir tzayin. I don't need any return. I don't need any reaction. I do mine. I go further. Another case where we saw the same thing. Haman takes more than a little trip. That's good, right? Gonna go make a masiva and drink wine. What does it say? Haman goes back to his place, and Mordechai goes back to his place. your soine who wants to kill you came in to ask to be hung you up, and instead he had to do this public zoyin be covered for you, taking you around. It's matter for Yeshua. No, he wasn't in for personal Yeshua. If it was in for personal thing, so that was the Yeshua. It's time for the party. That wasn't the issue. The issue was Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael hasn't been saved yet. And that Russia was still, it's looking good. Things are looking good. It's going in the right direction. But tefillahs, we have to continue the tefillahs. Nothing changed. This is the Malva explains the three stages of Yeshua on a pasuk. Very nice. Ani b'chaz decho v'tachti agelibi v'shuasecha shir l'Hashem ki gomol oloi. Three stages. In the dark days when you don't see anything, things are terrible. And it looks like the Rosh has the open hand and there's no way out. Okay, I'm lose my cool. I need a day that the chesed Hashem is there. Right now I have to do the ishtalas that a person is supposed to do, ruchnis, gashmis, the tefillos, the tzor, kois, everything that a person has to b'shas tzor. But I'm ruyuk, I need a day. When inkling, the lights start coming through, things going in the right direction. Yagelibi Yeshua Secha. When I see the Yeshua coming, the Chochem who can see a step down the line, see, here it is, it's just, you know, it's on the way. Because obviously, even Zeresh knew that if Zeresh knew it, Mordechai certainly knew it. That if Haman starts falling, he's going to go all the way. You know, it's just a matter, the process is going. When the Yeshua is not complete yet, so you see the Yeshua, you see it's coming, but just leave it inside Yagel. In his heart, he can still be happy. Outside, he's still mechuyev in the tefillos, the zochos. Yagelibi Yeshua, Ashir Lashem, the outside, the shir, outside, the demonstration of the shir, of that, kigomol olai. When the complete Yeshua is completed in Har HaSof, then we have the shir. That's what it says, that Oz Yosher Moshe, that the real shir of Klai Yisrael is only going to be Oz. Because everything that we go through are cycles, each individual cycle of a generation, that's here, we hear it very much in our immediate thing right happened now. A big Yeshua happened to us. A very big Yeshua. But still, the feeling is very strong that the process is in the middle. We don't feel that wasn't the end. Shokta or Tzavoyim Shana. It doesn't seem to be. You know, Golias is dead, and then, first of all, Golias is not dead. He's still alive. I don't know how long, but Bain Taim, he's still alive. He still got his Scud missiles, but that's not the important thing. And the more the overall world picture.
The film is still in the sprocket.
Maybe part one is over. Maybe I don't know exactly what to call it, but
extended features.
We certainly don't. We're somewhere in Perek. I don't know what exactly which Perek it is, but it doesn't seem to be. Doesn't seem to be the end. We don't see the end inside at all. So we have. We're in this middle stage. We definitely saw Yeshua. A person has to have the Yagalivi Yeshua Sefer. We have to have the. So you have to have the Tefillah, the Tzokah, and there's a Tzokah, a very special Tzokah that only Klai Yisrael can give out. That there's a Tefillah where the Yagalibi is expressed in. And if you look in Tillim, Tillim is written by David Melech. David Melech was the his whole life was this stage. Right? There was a special prokim in Shmuel and in Tillim that at the end, what David Melech said, it's beautiful, long. But most of the Tillim were said b'shas tzor. And there were psukim there, the Yagalibi b'shur secha, spring out, the shir is tremendous. But as you see the melting together of the Shas Tzor and the Shas Yeshua together in almost every pasuk in Tillim. Tillim, the center theme of Tillim is probably this chelik, something to remember. And all of us, all Klaisel and all the days, we see it in our personal goals, so you have this idea, Yag Yalibi Yeshua Secha, that's our stage, it's what we're holding now. I know that was nice Purim, it's pretty good, not bad information, but Klaisel's Hanaga is, when Moshe gives a finger, we ask for both hands. We want both. We'll ask for the whole thing. So that was nice. It's a nice show of Chesed Hashem. And Yeshua is really nice, but it's not what we had in mind. We want something a little. We'll settle for Mashiach ben Yosef, but we're really looking for Mashiach ben David. It's enough. It is enough. It's enough. Enough Purims. We had a lot of Purims. Purims are a lot. We want some matzah. Matzah, it's time for matzah. Everybody's making nice matzah, some nice and gluey. Finish off, I mean, enough. What was he waiting for? What's it? Good. The Rebbe Shlomo will take care of his. But the whole life in battle, it's time for him. So, you know, the way we're battle gzeiros is when we battle one's das to the Rebbe Shlomo, that's one's rotzim to the Rebbe Shlomo. And a person is manhig klai yisrael that way. And each person individually is manhig zon klai yisrael, his household. So, his household is always, every person is a manik of Klai Yisrael in his household. Everybody's a miniature Klai Yisrael. Here, this Hanhaga of Batul Ritzoincha, Kadesh Yasa Ritzoincha, Ritzoinai, the positive and the negative, you get what you need in the Xeos we go. Okay, that's step one. Next. So, okay, we'll go through Vini. You know who are your oimer? Say between chol tzein echo. Right to loimer. Kasha adam oiser tzein atzboi mechivitz betayve. Kein yaser tzein mekolivu. It's telling you how to do mitzvahs. You know how you do things that you want. Everybody has things that he wants. Everybody has his ritzainus. So the Mishnah over here is not telling you a tit for tat. The Mishnah is telling you, teaching you how to do ritzainus. If you want to do ritzainus, so. Asei Ritzoinoi Ki Ritzoinecho is teaching you if you'll do his Ritzon, his mitzvahs, the way you do your Techeshik with the Gishmak, put your Nesham into it. And the Rebbe Yonah is giving us an inkling on the Oimek HaDover. That there is a Chibur here of Ritzinus. Second half of the Mishnah is talking about Bottle, we'll get there. But the first half of the Mishnah is saying aligning Ritzinus. That the Ritzin, how does a person do the Ritzin Shemayim, Becheshik Ba'an? If a person finds mitzvahs as an oath, he can learn this mission 100 times. If he makabel all mitzvahs, if that's the approach, Shulchan Aruch standing with a stick over his head and saying, if it's the Shulchan Aruch or his father or his training or the person next door, it doesn't matter, but the Hergel, you see the Hergel standing on a stick and says, you got to daven, you got to come, you skip davening today. Oh, skip davening today. You have the sticks on, you can't skip, you never skip davening. You can't skip davening. So you come down. I got to daven. And I say, it's a thing called the shtibel. I say that the shtibel is a place that, they have the shtibel achri, a minyan after minyan. So I say that there are some places where you go, the difference between yeshiva davening and shtibel davening, I say, is that the tachlis of yeshiva davening is to daven. And the tachlis of the shtibel davening is to be a gedaventer. You go there, you go through the process, you get stoned, gedaventer. Right? And center says, no, I'm a gedaventer. I've done it. It's accomplished. Right? And basically, you walk in, leave your head outside, and then a little while later, you walk back out and pick up where you left off. Right? I did it. I have it. I'm Yitzis. Yitzis is a sign, and that means that your Rotzen really is somewhere else. Your Rotzen is somewhere else, but you feel responsible. You know, it's a mitzvah. You have to do it. You have to do it. You got to do it. So you can't do it this way. And of course, Baruch Hu Machash is not called there. But that every mitzvah person does, even if he feels an adar ava, there's an opposite aspect that sometimes the tzar that person is misgavra to do the mitzvah. But that's shaykh to the second half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah is telling you that's not the approach to mitzvahs. The tzar that a person has because he has to overcome, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, and he forces himself to do the mitzvah. That's nice, and the Baruch Hu will give him schar for that. And there's a schar for the tzar of overcoming and everything, the Baruch Hu, nothing goes out of the cheshire. But that's not the way to do mitzvahs. It's not the way to do mitzvahs. The way to do mitzvahs is a person has to align himself. So first let's hear it in a simple way. It's in the Rambam, the famous Rambam by Tztoka. Noni comes in and person, money. No, I worked for money. Let him go work. And the other voice comes in the other ear. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah. You have to give stuff. Do you know he's not only? Does he look like he has das? So he's not only in mom, he's not only the das. It's also not. It's Chofetz Chaim Ford. So that's his answer to the person who says, let him go work. You understand it. I understand. Why doesn't he understand? He's an ani b'das. That's worse than ani b'kibra. We shouldn't know for such a change. Right? Whatever it is. But b'chol eifin, he didn't, don't want to give him. But then you remember it helps. No. I have to give him. All right. Yes. I'm not talking about there are people in a person is alochas and stuck also. A person has to know who to give, and you have to sometimes know who not to give. The famous Maisha happens to be that as we saw Solanta, but perhaps my great grandfather was the person that he was talking about. The story is always Solanta, but it was really a story of my great grandfather. Kolifin, he was a wealthy person. He was the last wealthy person in Shabbat. very wealthy person, gave a lot of stuff. And Solanta used to stay in his house, El. That was his place where he'd go for El. So, Anoni came to him. He knocked on the door and asked him to get in. Tell him this whole sob story, and I mean, just he had to cry for it. And he listened to my heart when he finished and said, I saw something was shocking. I didn't have any money. I know how much money he had. He knew how much money he had. He didn't have any money. A ruble, something. So he left the house, and he went to Mincha, and he came to him in shul in public and asked him for money. So I mean, that way. Didn't give my rule, my grosh going. No. Then he made a scene in outside when he left the shul, and he threw himself on the floor. The whole story got to nice man. Did nothing, didn't help him. Get rid of the guy, throw him a rule and get rid of him. Finally, somehow he gave up and they went home. He was like asking, well, what's going on? He says, I know this guy, I checked him out. Can't give him stuff. He uses it for bad things. It's a faker. I know it for 100%. I'm not going to throw even one ruble just to get that because he's bothering. He's not an ani. He's a pagar. Right? A pagar is Yisurin. Right? So I sat there and I took it. And if I come back tomorrow, I'll sit and take it again. But I'm not going to give him money. Responsibility. Right? It's money, it's responsibility. You can't throw it, get rid of it. That's not stuff. This is a yesod of responsibility that an ani, an usher needs on both sides. Both sides.